Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, Finesse, give me the intro.
Street Talker Radio, man. Monday and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Shout out to the host, L Bull, my man T-Ro, Joel the G, what's poppin', baby? Yeah. You heard it here first, by the way. Streets is watching, sports is popping. L Boogie and T-Ro, no other option. The Streets is talking radio live Monday and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern time, Freestyle Fridays. You heard it here first when you step into that asylum. Joel's the G, L.A. banging, them niggas wildin'. T-Ro from that redneck state, I'm talking Dallas. That's why he run with nothing but shooters like Kia Maverick. L Boogie from the cutthroat state, land of the heartless. And even though he good, I still got him regardless. G and me, let's go on my music empire. The Streets is talking, the radio's live, tune in to fire. Yeah, Streets is talking radio, man. Tune in every Monday and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Shout out my man L Boogie, T-Ro, Joel's the G. Shout out to Dallas, L.A., Cleveland. I go by the name of the Finesse, people. Go on my music empire. Streets is talking. Tune in.
What the deal? The Streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Man, it's Labor Day edition. Marvelous Monday. Know what I mean? Man, it's Monday evening, September 2nd. Oh, man. Ro, what's the deal, baby? How you doing out there?
Oh, man, you know what it is, man. Street, it's a Monday. Labor Day edition, like you mentioned, man. It's been a great weekend. I'm glad it's been 3 days. Make this week short, you know what I mean? Can't wait till Friday because I know it's going to be stupid hot. And, boy, I can't wait to talk about what I done seen over the weekend. What's up with you, L Boogie? What's up to the streets? What's up, world?
Oh, man, you already know. It's a hot Monday. The rosters are down to 53. And it's some noticeable guys. I'm not going to say noticeable. I'm going to say notable guys that got cut the other day.
Woo!
One of them, Timothy Tebow. The other.
Yeah, that was shocking.
The other that, you know, we're just going to keep it on the quarterback side, you know, Vince Young. I thought we were going to keep him, but I got word from Mr. Thompson that it just wasn't suitable for him to be with us. Now, you know, there's going to be a couple questions I'm going to ask you, you know what I mean, as we continue. But Tim Tebow, he didn't stick with the Patriots. Do you think his career is over?
Tim Tebow, it's not over. It's not over, but it's just, you know, he'll find another job. You know what I mean? But for him to get cut by New England, it's just going to be one of those types of deals, you know, to where it just wasn't a fit, man. Somehow, some way, the league, coaches,
Bro.
Somebody going to find Tim Tebow. What?
Something's going on in the studio. Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Yeah, I'm in the streets, man. We got buses passing by. You know what I'm saying? Man, that's how we do it, man. We stand on the corner waiting on action. You know what I mean? But Tim Tebow going to be all right. Somebody going to get him a job, you know, just because he got cut from New England don't make it the last the Tebow fan club situation. He going to be all right. Him getting cut kind of got him his money a little bit quicker than, you know, over the course of the year. So getting cut and making $3 million or so, you know, that's not bad. So for Tim Tebow, I think he's all right. But there's going to be somebody to pick him up. Somebody going to pick him up.
He still, you know, he still has aspirations of wanting to be an NFL quarterback. I think he needs to leave that alone and just try to be an NFL ball player. You know, when you try to do, you know, things that you can't, and I'm not going to say this, he's a winner. He's a football player. But an NFL quarterback? No. I don't think so. What you think about Vince Young, bro?
Well, see, that is a different story. Vince Young was a quarterback that actually needed a job, whereas Tim Tebow really didn't need a job. He's just, you know, a guy that just wants to pursue his goal, his lifelong dream. Whereas Vince Young has been there before, had the starting position, you know, went through a little dramatic scene with his coach and where he was in Tennessee. And right now he's actually, you know, fighting for his life, trying to make a living. Not saying that Tebow's not, but Tebow's going to be all right. Whereas Vince Young, his light has dimmed and it's about to, you know, almost burn out. So I'm hoping that, you know, Vince gets another opportunity. I hope that there's another team, another franchise out there or an owner out there that, you know, has faith in Vince Young to give him a shot, because what he did in Green Bay over the preseason wasn't bad. So, you know, I would give Vince Young a look before I would give Tim Tebow a look if I was an owner of a franchise or organization. So, you know, big ups to the franchises, Green Bay and New England, for giving those guys, you know, somewhat of a tryout. It's just unfortunate that it didn't work out for the two.
Yeah, that's amazing that, you know, that didn't work out for old Vince. See, I was rooting for him. I ain't going to even lie. I was rooting for old Vince. But I tell you this. Let's go to NCAA football. And right now, you know, it's a lot of talk about what Johnny Manziel did. He got a 15-yard penalty, you know, with his antics and unsportsmanlike conduct. There's been a lot of flack in the street. I was listening to the, you know, Scott Van Pelt show, and it's called Scott Van Pelt and the Rizzillo show. And Rizzillo said something that, you know, really kind of rubbed me the wrong way. He said his behavior, it was just his behavior. It's not race. But when guys do it, such as, you know, Cam Newton and people like that, it's, you know, it's all over the news. Yes, Johnny was on the news, but is he hurting his team, bro, by doing that?
Not at all. Johnny Manziel knows exactly what he's doing, and if his team would be smart, they'll follow along. Johnny Money, in other words, is fit to be on the football field, L Boogie. This guy does nothing but just produce on the field. Whether you like his antics, whether you like his unsportsmanlike stuff, man, these guys are coming at him because they simply do not like Johnny Money from what they saw over the summer in the last 2-3 months. So what I'm going to say is, if you don't like Johnny Money, the hell with it. Johnny is still going to be good in between the lines. He was 6-for-8, 94 yards, and 3 touchdowns in less than 2 quarters. He didn't even get to play a full second half. He played the third quarter, scored 3 touchdowns, and there was nothing they could do with it. They lucky Johnny didn't play but one true quarter, because if you would have played more than one, L Boogie, let me tell you. The score would have been more than 51. He would have put up 51 in the first half.
Man, let me tell you something, man. I can't wait to September 14th. And I'm not wishing any bad luck, no injury. Let's not get it twisted to Johnny, man, you know, Johnny Money. But the guy is, you know, not respecting the game gods. your coach is talking to you and you just walk away? What's up with that? I just get a bad vibe with that. I guess when you was a kid, your parents kept telling you, don't put your hand on the stove, don't put it on the stove, and you keep doing it anyway. As I look at their schedule, you know, their only really tough games would be Alabama, and then they would play Ole Miss later on in the season, and then LSU. Bro, let me ask you this about the Texas A&M and what you saw. They missed 5 starters on defense. Johnny Manziel didn't play a half. Is it for the taking? For them to be playing in a national championship game? Hold on, Ro. I can't hear you. Are you with me?
Oh, yeah. We all can hear me out here in these streets, baby. What I was saying is that, you know, if you're Coach Sumlin, the head coach of Texas A&M, you have nothing to worry about. What you saw against Rice, yes, Rice is a team that's not so hot, but let me tell you. They lucky that Johnny Manziel and the rest of the crew were not able to really do what they came to do, you know, week one. Now we got the rest of the season for these guys to get their mental right, get their attitude right, get back in the game. It's not like this Johnny Manziel is just going to have games to where he's just going to play one quarter each and every game of the week. I can tell you this. That was the last time you're going to see Johnny playing for 1 week. Don't be upset at Johnny, because there are a lot of guys trying to shoot it at Johnny. And what he's going to do, like you said, he's not a hush-hush type of player. He wears his emotions on his sleeves, and what he's going to end up doing is firing his team up even more than what they need to be. And that's a good thing. If you are a Texas A&M player, you should follow behind Johnny, because the only thing Johnny wants to do is win. He has nothing but good intentions when he's in between the lines. And you know, like I mentioned earlier, the guys who have been seeing him on the news the last 2 or 3 months who simply are, just don't like it because of what they saw, well, it doesn't matter what he does outside the lines. You got to deal with this dude inside the lines. When you're inside the lines, that's a bad guy to deal with. When he's outside the lines, maybe he's a little bit softer. I don't know. I don't know Johnny Money. But I can tell you this. When he's inside the lines, you better be ready for whatever. You know what I'm saying? So Coach Sumlin, he does need to get a little bit better grip on it. But it's just week one, man. It's just week one, and I'm pretty sure he's going to talk to Johnny in the next 5-6 days, get him right, and the team is going to follow suit because he's just that type of player.
We will see. Oh, Johnny Football. Let me ask you another question while we stay on the powerhouses and things like that, some games that was over the weekend. We'll talk about, you know, some upsets, but what do you think about Alabama? Were you impressed? I mean, do you have any concerns going into playing Johnny Football? You have a bye week this week. If you're Alabama and your next game is against Johnny Football, are you impressed by Roll Tide?
Man, they gonna win that championship thing again. So everybody can get ready, stand up, and salute that Roll Tide. Because I don't see anybody beating them, L Boogie, even
Bro,
though they may have a week
I
off.
Can't. There you go. I didn't hear you at first, but go ahead.
Oh, you couldn't hear me. What I said was, even though Alabama has a week off, they ready. I don't see any team out there that's going to beat the University of Alabama. Roll Tide. Not saying that I'm a big Tide, a big Alabama fan, but from what I saw against Virginia Tech, just proves to me that these guys deserve every vote that they got in the coaches poll, as well as, you know, the standings that came out at the beginning of the year. The guys are very talented. The coach, Nick Saban, knows exactly what to do with the players that he has, and it doesn't matter if you're at Alabama, if you're on the team, if you're a big player and you get drafted and you leave, it does not matter. Alabama has all the tools to rebuild, And, you know, whether it be a freshman, sophomore, junior, it doesn't matter. Each one of those guys are going to step up, just like we saw in Christian Jones, number 22. If you didn't see him, man, get ready. Texas A&M, I hope you got tape on this guy, because he's been the first guy since 2002 to have a kick return, a punt return, and catch a reception for a touchdown in the same game. So I'm just saying, the offense didn't have to do much, but when you got special teams, defense playing the way that those guys are playing, you don't really need the offense on the field that much. So big ups to Alabama and Nick Saban. I really don't see nobody beating those guys. I really do think that they're going to three-peat.
Well, I'm just going to give you a statistic that, you know, the last time Alabama was beat, I can recall that they were beat by athletic quarterbacks. Example, i.e., example, Cam Newton and Johnny Football. One place that Alabama is vulnerable is their secondary. And I think if Johnny is running around and being athletic, being, you know, Mr., you know, Johnny Football, I think that it can be very, very detrimental to him. I got Texas A&M knocking Bama. I didn't like how you know, the quarterback for Alabama, he didn't look crisp. I know it was the first game. It may not look, you know, one too much. But you can get past that front seven and get to playing in that backfield, that defensive backfield, you have a chance. I got Johnny Football. Mistake. Street is talking. Johnny,
put your mouth on the pistol. I need you to be quiet. But that's Johnny. But we'll see next week, bro. What now? Big game, other big game. I know I said, well, two more big games. I remember that I said that TCU would not LSU.
They played in Arlington, Texas. LSU won that game. I thought that would be an upset. But what do you think about the Georgia-Clemson game? Who impressed you? Who impressed you from both teams?
Well, it was a dogfight like we thought it would be. It's just unfortunate that Georgia, being the higher-ranked team, you know, had to take a loss so early in the season. But when you're trying to, you know, make an impression on the world, you know, these schedules can get a little bit unpredictable. And I don't think that Georgia by any means, you know, played a bad game. I just think that they ran into some guys who have been waiting on them for the last 6 or 7 months and prepared for them very well. Who I was impressed by, of course, Mr. Tyus Boyd. I was also impressed by Urban Meyer, even though he was on the losing end, which is the quarterback for Georgia. But the most impressive guy on the field in that game would have been Watkins, which was number two, who had a spectacular game. And this guy is going to be somewhat of a madman to deal with, man, and that's why Clemson is so good. So big ups to Tyus Boyd, Clemson, and, you know, all the fans that were there in Death Valley. We had a caller last week said that the game was in Atlanta, but when I turned it on and saw all that orange and saw how hype it was, yeah, I knew that it wasn't going to be too good for the University of Georgia. But, you know, Georgia has a tough stint next week against South Carolina, so hopefully they can bounce back. But, man, what a way to open the season versus, you know, number 8 Clemson and then back it up against number 6 South Carolina. What a schedule. So, Georgia, I hope you can bounce back. But, yeah, if you take 2 losses in the first 2 weeks, Georgia, you might as well kiss your BCS title hopes goodbye.
I was not impressed with Urban Meyer. He looked scared. He had some bad balls. And, frankly, I don't think he's a good quarterback. Let me rephrase that. Before I get everybody in the site, I'm going crazy. quarterbacks in the SEC are average. If you look at the last quarterback that come out of there was a Heisman Trophy winner, Cam Newton. Before that, Matt Stafford. Besides those two, no one has excelled on the NFL level. But we'll just keep it in college. I don't think he's good. I don't think the quarterback from Alabama is good. Shoot, Greg McElroy got cut. He only lost 3 games in his whole career. High school, college, and, you know, high school and college. Starts, that is. So, I'm not impressed. Game was in Death Valley. You knew Clemson had an edge, and the bookmakers were correct. They had them 3.5 up, and they won. So, they didn't lose any money. But before we go to break, bro, what about these FBS schools beating the FCS schools? Yeah, Eastern Washington. For those of you who don't know, that's Division 1A or Division 1AA. Eastern Washington beat Oregon State, North Dakota State beat Kansas State, and let's, you know, not take anything from North Dakota State. They was the champs of Division I AA the last 2 years. And you had South Florida falling to McNeese State, and you had Iowa State falling to Northern Iowa. Is that going to hurt the conferences when it comes down to BCS rankings, those conferences that are ranked well? Does that play a part in that?
Now, L Boogie, now you know just as well as I know that, man, when these little schools like that come to these powerhouses and somehow, some way, find a way to win in the end, you know it destroys the how it works for the scheduling and for the rankings. You know it does, man. And for these little 4 schools to do what they have done, you know, it's just amazing. And I'm impressed with each and every one of those small schools that came in and earned their money for going on the road to those so-called high-power schools and coming out with a victory. I love each and everything about it, man, because now it shows that even if you're playing for a Division I AAA, Division II, Division III school, there's parity. So you big-time schools better watch. Who you scheduling? North Dakota. Woo! You got caught slipping on North Dakota. Didn't think they were that good. Didn't think Eastern Washington was going to be that good. You better look out. These teams ain't playing, man. They trying to make a name for themselves, and we'll see what happens when their time comes for the, you know, because the Division I AA is the only, well, besides Division II, are the only programs that have the actual playoffs in place. So, you know, at least they get to work it out in the end to see who's actually the best of the best, whereas the BCS, will be determined next year. So I love everything about it, L Boogie. Yes, it messes up the rankings and how people are viewed in the conferences and things like that, but it is what it is. That's what you get. More of these teams need to go like Georgia and try to stack it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's tough. And I was just talking to the sports officials yesterday, you know, afternoon, and one of the panel hosts, I think it was, you know, Nearly Neil, he likes Oklahoma. And for the Pac-12 to have 2 schools that were, you know, that you know, who was that? Kansas State and Iowa State.
Kansas State and Iowa State,
To lose, that hurts their chances for playing in the national championship game.
Right.
And that lets me know, you know, it's different in football because you only have 12 games. So if you lose that, it's not like basketball. And with basketball, you don't see that early on in the season. It's Division I beating Division I in the NCAA tournament. Not Division II beating Division I in a tournament game. And you don't see a lot of Division IIs early in the season. We're talking first games of the season beating a powerhouse or a team that's ranked. So, you know, it really does hurt them. Now, before we go to commercial, one school that I was impressed with that they better watch out for is coming in the SEC, and that's Ole Miss. Bro, did you see that? We was watching that game together. And I was just telling the caller about
when you know, at the end of the game, remember at the high school game, and I say, you know, you make a play at the end of the game, look at their faces.
We'll definitely talk about that after commercial, man.
Oh, man. No question. The streets is talking. Labor Day edition. Jewel's the G. T-Row. L Boogie. Produced by DJ Steph. Man, we are the streets. Man, bro, give me something that's going to make me feel good. It's the first of the month, baby. Let's get that check. I know I'm going to my mailbox tomorrow. Coming to you live, man, from Phoenix, Arizona. I know you're putting the steaks and everything. You're getting them off the grill on that East Coast. I know you're eating real good. If you had eaten already, big ups to everybody that's listening and tuning in on holiday while they're eating and watching football or doing the family thing. Yo, Rob.
What's up with it?
Let's talk about some NFL, which stands for not for long. Some guys got whacked. Because this is the streets that's talking. That's our lingo. When you get cut, or you deserve to be
fire.
Hold on, man. You keep fading in and out, man. You keep fading in and out. What you talking about?
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you. You sound like you got a muzzle over your mouth, like you got a smoke cap on your face, like trying to get high without me.
Jesus, no. No doubt.
There you go.
So, man, I'm very excited about the NFL football season. It's going down. And, you know, Thursday kicks it off. First time in 20 years a defending Super Bowl champion has gone on the road for his first game. Baltimore Ravens versus the Denver Broncos, Peyton Manning and company. Now, as we continue, you got RG3 says he's 100%. It's a lot of storylines going into week one. But let's start off with Thursday. What do you think? You think Baltimore is going to go in there and pull it out again? Or you got Peyton Manning with that offense, you know what I mean, to help their defense win that ball game?
Well, you know, thank you, the Lord up above, that we have finally made it to September and the regular season of week one coming up on Thursday. L Boogie, I'm so excited. And what I believe, well, first of all, let me give you some information on why for the first time in the last 20 years we're going to have a team on the road after winning the Super Bowl the previous year. The Baltimore Orioles is the baseball team that also shares, you know, the limelight with the Baltimore Ravens. And the deal is, L Boogie, is that the Baltimore Orioles have a baseball series beginning Thursday. And what they ended up doing was not giving the rights to the Baltimore Ravens to have their game played at home for week one, all because of the stupid baseball team and what the Baltimore Orioles did last year. It wasn't a guarantee that the Baltimore Orioles were going to be good this year. They just got lucky that they have the young fellow, the young stud in Chris Davis hitting home runs the way he does. So I'm hoping, Baltimore Orioles, for your sake, that you make it to the playoffs. Now back to the football game. Do I think Baltimore have what it takes to go into Denver and beat the Denver Broncos again? Hell no, yo, Boogie. The Baltimore Ravens got lucky last year. You have to remember, it was only 30 seconds left on the clock when Baltimore got their answers prayers answered. So I don't want to hear about that, you know, Baltimore going to go in there and do it. Well, it's no more heavily intervention on those guys. You know, it's week one. And guess what? They about to get smashed. And I'm talking about smashed by the Denver Broncos and that boy in Peyton Manning. If you think that the Broncos have forgotten about what happened and then have these guys on the schedule to play first in week one, man, please. Even without Von Miller, they're about to hurt. They're about to hurt something, man. You think Baltimore going to go into Denver and beat Denver in September at Mile High Stadium? Man, please.
Not so fast, my man.
Wait, what you say?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I got faith in Joey Cool.
I have faith in John Harbaugh. I have faith in the wizard, Ozzie Newsome. They're going to go in there and steal that game from Denver. Too many distractions. They're very cocky right now, and I think Baltimore has a chip on his shoulder
to show the world that they can do this, at least make it to the playoffs, without Ray Ray. They got another Ray Ray. Rice-a-roni, baby. They got another Ray Ray. Ray Ray. And I think that they will prevail. Yes, they've lost some guys. But it's like Pittsburgh Steelers. It's a system. And we don't system win.
Hold on, man. What are you doing back there? Get off the speakerphone. Are you on speakerphone? Put your ear on the mic. You keep going in and out.
Can you hear me now? I'm going to stay right here.
Yeah, that's what's up. Don't move, because it sounds like you were hiding from the police or something. Is it a crackhead chasing you or something?
My fault. I think that was Peyton Manning throwing a dart at me, and I was getting out the way.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, but I got Joey Cool shocking the world, man. I got him. I just think they got a chip on their shoulder because they lost Ed Reed, they lost Ray Lewis, they lost Kruger, they lost a lot of guys, and the veterans that are still there and the young guys that are still there who did experience went in the ring last year, that they're ready. They're prime. They ready to go, bro. So I got them shocking the world. B-Mo.
Well, they better be ready. I know that. Because Peyton Manning, you don't want to see that dude in September, man. That dude pretty hot. In Denver? Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Man, we're going to see. Come Thursday. And listen to this. This is why Baltimore going to lose, too. You can't tell me that you're going to hang up all these banners in the downtown area of Denver where all the fans get to see this. And I know they can't wait to Thursday. They can't wait to show the world how loud and how crazy they can get when you think that these boys who beat us last year on the flute, you just going to hang all this stuff up with your cool on it? Nah, man, it ain't going down like that.
Yeah.
And that's the streets. And then we're going to be high and mighty. Believe me, they going to be ready. For those that don't know, Denver got that medical. You can just walk in. You can just walk in a dispensary. You ain't need no medical card. Just walk in. Get what you need.
The Streets is Talking, Sports Talk Show, 347-855-8896. And if you want to throw a kite and try to get in the asylum with T-Row and Jewel the GM, just press 1. And if you're listening to it on your laptop or on your iPad, blogtalkradio.com, category sports, search box, The Streets is Talking. And you can listen from there if your phone is going dead. So we're going to give you multiple ways how to get into the asylum and listen to the show. No doubt. T-Roll, when we come back from a quick commercial, oh, man, we're going to get in the asylum, ask some people about how they feel about Johnny Football after week one. Timothy Tebow got, you know, cut. He got whacked. Vince Young, whacked. We get high. And these FBS schools beating these big schools. They got $600,000 for the game. Let's go. It's Monday, baby. Labor Day edition. Hit me.
Get high, crazy blue, like St. Elmo's fire, love so sharp and flat, that it's hard to know just where you're at. We get high, crazy blue,
you know,
like
when you're
St.
down,
Elmo's fire, love so sharp,
you come from the bottom,
flat.
You at your lowest. It's only one thing left to do. Stimulate your mind, girl. It's Friday, you ain't got shit to do. I put you on to some real shit. If you ain't scared to take a hit or two, stay away from that Reggie. Can't deal with them middlemen. Who gives a fuck if he keep them clean? You can't ride on them little tins. They say they got it, they ain't got it. They don't seem to feel no guilt. Got peanut butter but no jelly. Got cereal but no milk. Where I'm from, that's a half-ass nigga. Half of the time, old half-ass nigga. Mad cause they can't get down with the team. Still sitting at the end of the draft-ass nigga. Getting high on these low-life. Dead to chumps, give them no life. Cut them loose, keep your knife. Don't meet a hoe and make her your wife. Don't make a hoe your husband either. Hard to win the game when you're playing with a cheater. I be telling them that you can't change niggas. Better off keeping that change for the meter.
Crazy blue. Like they know most by love so sharp and fly that it's hard to know just where you're at. We get high, high, crazy blue. Like they know most by love so sharp and fly that it's hard to know just where you're at. We get high.
How high? Just came from the OG, man. My eyes so red, man. That M-E-T-H-O-D, man. I'm talking about pimpin'. Been since pimpin', since been pimpin', I'm talking about don't near another motherfucker. Say that near another, tell him no more, Mr. Nice Guy. You hoes way past half-baked. If I got paid to hear chicks lie, would've made more cheese than Kraft make. And these niggas be acting up. Riri must be serious. Wonder what the shit hitting for. Real niggas is curious. These niggas stuck on my old joint. Already know how to hop feel. Let a chick know she is not low. Even though she in high heels. 600 for the gas. That ain't nothing but a hot bill. Bitch, don't be a hot kill. You know over here.
We get high, high, crazy blue. Like they know most fight love so sharp and fly that it's hard to know just where you're at. We get high, high, crazy blue. Like they know most fight love so sharp and fly that it's hard to know just where you're at. We get high.
The streets is talking sports. It's a Friday, it's 9 p.m. Eastern time. Blog Talk Radio. Search box, The Streets is Talking. Along with you, I'm your host, L Boogie. If you want to get at me on the Twitter, at L Boogie 15. Show me some love. Tell me what you
think. We need to call it to the bottom of press one and see what's happening. Timothy Tebow got cut today. What should he do? Just be a football player? Or should he just go to Canada and get his skills together? Understand that he's just a ball player. He's not a quarterback. Johnny Money Manziel. I don't call him Manziel because he likes you with the mob. He a boss. Is he doing too much? Was the unpersonal like conduct call on him too much? Is he just, you know, he needs to be put in his place? Or is he just a 21-year-old kid with money? I know you smell the money. And then you got Denver and the Ravens coming up. Thursday night, NFL special edition. My co-host T-Row, he going with the home team, Denver. They don't call it Mile High Production. But I'm going with them B-More boys. They're on the road. They got a chip on their shoulder. Call in the asylum and tell us what you think. Man, big shout-out to my limit here, man, back down there on Senate Knife, man. Shout-out to Oaf, man, my man down on Huff, man. Oh, I'm giving shout-outs, bro. Once again, shout-out to you over the weekend. It was your wedding anniversary, man. Shout-out to you.
street. Man, it's going down. Before we get to a caller, Ro, what's up with this, you know, this baseball? We got baseball jumping off. It's the last month. People jockeying for playoff position. We only got about 45 more games. Excuse me. Yes. No. I'm sorry. We have 29 more games. So do you think Pittsburgh, we're going to start off with the National League, and we're going to start off with, you know, the National League Central. Very interesting division. Three out of the four teams can go to the playoffs. One is going to win a division, and the other two are going to be a wild card, it looks like. The next team in the wild card is the Diamondbacks. They down six games. But let me ask you this. If Pittsburgh hold on, what chances do they have, bro? In that NL, what chances do they have of coming out of there and going to the Super Bowl?
Oh, you mean to the World Series?
To the World Series. I'm sorry. And before you get started, man, shout out to my man Tommy Morrison, man. Was a heavyweight champion of the world at one point in time. He starred in Rocky V, man. He died the other day, man. Shout out to Tommy, man. Oh, Tommy Gunn, man. Shout out to you, Tommy. He was, you know, I should say, in 1993, he was diagnosed with HIV. His last fight was in, you know, 1996, and he did beat George Foreman for the WBO heavyweight championship. So big up to Tommy, man. I had to say that.
Yeah, big up to Tommy Morrison, man, you know, former heavyweight champion, you know, had the virus. You know, I'm just glad that he lasted a little bit longer than the other folk that tested positive for the HIV. So big up to Tommy Morrison and everything that he did. But, you know, back to the football, you know what I mean? Got to talk about that football, man. So,
you mean that baseball?
My bad, that baseball, you know what I mean? In the NL, I'm going to say this. Does Pittsburgh have a chance? All the teams have a chance, but will it happen for them? Nope. Reason being, we know how the powerhouses do it. And right behind them or right there with them are the St. Louis Cardinals, who will actually be one of those teams that will give those guys fits. And it's just... we'll see. I think Pittsburgh is running on the same lines as the Washington Nationals last year, whereas, you know, it was a team who hasn't really done much in a very long time and finally began to shine. I just don't think that this is Pittsburgh's year, even though they've done good in the regular season. We all know that once the playoffs start, we go 0-0. Everybody thought the Washington Nationals were going to be the team to beat in the National League last year. And they didn't even get out of the first round. So, you know, things can happen in baseball just like it does in every other sport. But I got the St. Louis Cardinals coming in and winning that, not actually winning the division, but getting to the playoffs in that wild card and making noise like they always do. As far as Cincinnati is concerned, Cincinnati just has to worry about themselves. Yes, there are three teams in the NL, what is that, the Central, that can actually make it to the playoffs. And if all three of the teams make it, good luck and congratulations to you. But we saw what happened to Cincinnati last year. They went down to the very last game, very last strike, and they lost out. So hopefully they won't have the bad vibes or the bad taste in their mouth that they had last year. And we'll see. But you know how the St. Louis Cardinals do it. They always make a run when they need to make a run. So, but we'll see. I like what's happening on that division.
I'm going to go with Pittsburgh. You know the famous song. We are singing for me. Got all my brothers and sisters with me. Oh, yeah. Come on, man. It's their turn. What my man say? It's our turn now. Everybody has their turn.
Hey, it might take Kansas City another 20 years.
They're going to have their turn again. They haven't been to the playoffs since 82.
Since I was in the fifth grade, Kansas City really hasn't been in the playoffs.
they're getting there. They're five games out of the wild card. So that's an example of I got Pittsburgh, and I'm going to ride it. They just got my man Justin Morneau from the, you know, the Minnesota Twins. They just went and got Michael Young from Philadelphia, Phillies. And remember, he used to play with your guys, Texas Rangers, Michael Young. So they picked up some utility guys. They're going for it. And I ain't knocking the hustle. I'm on the bandwagon.
Where's my feet on the bandwagon?
I'm with it. Los Angeles, out of La La Land, I think my man 6'6 is getting out of control. I think that's going to hurt him. And I know my L.A. Laker.
I mean,
see
my L.A. Dodgers fans, all my friends out here, you know, from L.A. You know, I talked to him about my man, Pui. And I'm going to start calling you Pooh. Pooh. Pooey. Because you're not respecting the game. You're out of control, youngin. It's a lot of youngins that don't respect the game, man. And that's just how it is in the streets, bro. Switching gears to the American League. You got Boston, Detroit, and you got your team in Oakland battling for the American League West. You think your Rangers can get to that big dance again? You think they can get to the show again?
It's definitely going to be tough, man. You know, Oakland is a great opponent in our division that always keeps the race tight. And if anything happens like it went down last year, we're definitely in trouble. Doesn't look like we can shake these guys so far, so we're going to do everything we can to try to create some space in between these games so that way we don't fall into wild card contention, because what they did to us last year really kind of dismantled our team. So hopefully, you know, we can stay above par and win a few more games than they win, and go ahead and do what we need to do to make it back to the playoffs to get back to that World Series title. So or a title shot, I should say, because, you know, two out of the last 3 years, we were the team to actually beat and ended up beating ourselves. So hopefully we can, you know, get that bad taste out of our mouth that was left last year. And, you know, make it a run, because we definitely need to try to get back to where we belong. You know what I mean? That's the World Series. But big ups to Detroit. I know they're doing big things over there, and we'll see what happens. But my eyes is definitely on the Oakland A's and the Texas Rangers race in that conference over there in the AL.
I got to go with Detroit, man. I'm going to stay with the Midwest. Miggy, can't you see? I got to go with my man. I think they had a bad taste in their mouth from last year, running through the AL and then, you know, getting swept and embarrassed in the World Series. So I'm going to go with the sexy pick, and that's Miguel, him and his crew. I think Torrey Hunter is hungry. I think Mr. Prince over there has something to prove, too, because he didn't do too well in the World Series. So I think these guys got a lot, resentment toward, you know, the playoffs, meaning that they have something to prove. They need to do something this year, or guys are going to be gone. Oh, Jimmy, I love you, Jimmy, but they're going to cut you. You're going to get fired. You heard it here first. Jimmy Leland, the manager for the Detroit Tigers. If they don't win the World Series this year, he's whack. What do you think about Washington? He just signed an extension, but that doesn't mean anything. They'll whack you. You think they'll let him go, Ro?
No, they can't let him go. You want to know why? Because if they're going to let him go, they should let him go when they busted him when he got busted for selling a drug test back in the day, a couple of years, about 3-4 years ago. So if they didn't fire him you know, after him testing positive for the cocaine, they not gonna fire him anytime soon. Nolan Ryan is one of those guys who are like Jerry Jones, believes that he can work with what he has and win with what he has. So he doesn't do too many changes. If they gave Ron Washington an extension, it was an extension for the long haul, man. Ron Washington has been good to the Texas Rangers, and the Rangers have been good to Ron Washington, so I think it's a great fit for us. We just need to, you know, bear down and get that title, man, because when we did make it to the World Series, we kind of shot ourselves in the foot. So big ups to Ron Washington and the Texas Rangers for doing what they've been doing. And, you know, we lost a lot of key pieces to our puzzle in Hamilton and Young, but we're still there, man. We're still trying to rock that number one position in our division. And if we can just pull away from Oakland somewhat, you know, 3-4 games, I think that we'll be okay. Just enough poise to get to the playoffs to make some noise.
Whew. Major League Baseball is warming up. You know, it's one or two more, you know, wild card spots. They've made it interesting with these two wild cards. And, you know, I get the Cincinnati Reds winning that last wild card over there in the National League, but it's going to be tough over here in that American League. I mean, you know, you got Boston, you got Tampa Bay, you got Detroit, who's, you know, they're winning their division. You know, it's going to be real tough. Cleveland is 3.5 back at a wild card. So, you know, my Yankees is up there. And listen to this. A week and a half ago, I said my Yankees had no chance. None. Of winning a wild card. And I still don't.
Street.
My pitching staff is NBG, man. Nothing but garbage. And that starts with C.C. Sabathia. Can't count on Sabathia. Yeah, I'm using Skip Bayless, C.C. And this is it. Also, for all my Cleveland fans out there, you're wondering why I'm not, you know, I'm not an Indians fan. When you moved from Cleveland Municipal Stadium to the Jake, man, y'all remember those guys, Andre Thornton, Toby Herrera, Manny Trujillo. See, I remember those guys, Mike, you know, Mike Hargrove. But I don't understand, bro. They can't never beat the Detroit Tigers. They're scared. What's going on with that right there? They got the easiest schedule from here on out after they just played them. They just started a series with the Baltimore Orioles and got their brains blew out just today.
So my question to you, what's up with the Indians against the Detroit Tigers?
It just happens like that, L Boogie. And there are a couple of teams around the sporting world, you know, whether it be baseball, football, soccer, hockey, track and field, lacrosse, cricket. There are just some teams that just cannot get over the hump against certain teams, a.k.a. the Dallas Mavericks against the Los Angeles Lakers. You look at the all-time record, man, the Lakers is just dominant over the Mavericks. It's just amazing to see it when, you know, just from personal, you know, a personal standpoint on it, I've been a Dallas Mavericks fan for all my life. And the only team it seems that we can never beat, whether we be up 25 in the third quarter, 30 entering into the fourth, somehow, some way, the Lakers will find a way to beat the Dallas Mavericks, you know, when that type of position is put on them. And it's just amazing that it happens. So I'm not going to sit up here and say that, you know, it's just that Detroit is just that good, just better than Cleveland. I'm not going to sit here and say that. Just going to say that over time it's just the way it is, man. Just for some reason, that team has their number. And it sucks when it's your favorite team because you always want your team to beat that team. But when it comes all down to the end, you know what's going to happen. So You know, it just happens. They're not the only team that suffers from that. It's just, you know, history has a funny way of working itself out, man.
And another team that I'm not so sold on is that team down there in High Atlanta, those Braves. It's just historical. They have great records, do well. When it comes to the postseason, they booty hole get tight.
Street.
They get very nervous on the stand. When it's time to come to court and get on the stand and perform, man, the prosecutor, which I should say the pressure, gets on them, they can't play. History speaks for itself. Will they jump over the broom this time? I don't know. But I don't think so. The Upton brothers, I think that they're going to not do very well. And remember, it's all about your pitching. It's been great so far. But I don't think it's going to prevail in the playoffs. They have a couple good starting pitchers hurt. It's ugly. Man, it's ugly. But we're going to jump into the asylum when we come back from this commercial break. Streets is talking, Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Man, it's Labor Day edition. Ro, give me something, baby. GME, the Streets is talking. Sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. Let's go.
Today was a good day, hope I had me a drink. And I don't know what you're fishing for, get your drink white. Me, I see great white, heavy as killer whale. I cannot believe this, who knew it came in bail? Who knew it came with jail? Who knew it came with prison? Just cause you got opinions that make you a politician. Bush robbed all us, would that make him a criminal? And then he cheated in Florida, would that make him a Seminole? I say and I quote, we need a miracle. And I say a miracle, cause this shit is hysterical. By my nephews and nieces, I will email Jesus, tell him forward to Moses, and see if the island. Not the sole survivor, just that make me a convict. Be all you can be, now don't that sound like some dumb shit. When you die of a crude oil, that's black as my nigga boo. It's really a death storm, that's word to my nigga clue. Catch me in Las Vegas, AR Arizona. Prep for them real niggas, I'm winning in California. Winning in Tennessee.
That the top will be the same place you hang from. No matter how big you could ever be, for whatever fee, for publicity, never lose your integrity. For years there's been some prize horses in this stable. Just two albums in, I'm the realest nigga on this label. Mr. Black President, yo, Obama for real. They gotta put your face on the $5,000 bill.
The streets are talking,
right,
for the talk show.
That motivated us, right? You motivated us, homie. That's what it is. It's a hands-off policy. Y'all touching me right, nigga. First black president.
You know, we got to keep it patriotic for the streets. Happy Labor Day to everybody, man, down in Dallas, Texas, L.A., and, you know, Belize land, man. We thieves down there. We heard. We need dough. Like my man said, paid in full. I ain't eating. That's how we're
living. The streets is talking. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern time. And for all our calls, don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. Oh! There's no other way to do it. You better listen to us on Mondays and Fridays. We are the streets. Yo, DJ Steph, who the first caller, man? Who we got coming in, man? What's your name and where you calling from? Ro, you got me? Caller, what's your name and where you calling from?
My name, I'm calling from Cleveland.
Oh, Cleveland, special shout out to you, on first time caller. We appreciate you calling in. Now, let me ask you this, Omo.
Johnny,
what do you think about his behavior game one? Think he's a spoiled brat? Think he needs to be disciplined more or just let the guy play?
Man, you got to let these guys play nowadays, man.
You don't think that his attitude warranted to him to sit on the bench another half or whatnot, or, you know, it's bigger than that?
It's like, you know, when your head's bigger than the team or bigger than the game itself, you know, sometimes people with a higher power don't like that, so they want to sit up here and show their power at times, you know, and their authority.
Exactly. Let me second question. Denver Broncos and Baltimore Ravens, Thursday night edition of the Monday night of NFL, kicking off the season. Who you got and why?
I'm gonna take Baltimore. I'm gonna take Baltimore because Denver dealing with a lot of injuries right now, and as Baltimore coming in as an NFL champs, they got a little chip on their shoulder. They got something to prove. Them defense, you know, that defense is the same MO, but as sport director, they said, like, they rejuvenated. They focus. I'm taking Baltimore.
Taking Baltimore. And let me ask you this, Owen. Why are you an Ohio State Buckeye fan?
Yes, sir.
Do you think Ohio State will make it to the championship game this year?
It got its positives and its negatives at the same time. Like, it's a lot of games last season. Like, we barely won against unranked teams, like teams as powerful as some of the top 10 teams. But, you know, every dog out of his day, we just got to pray on
exactly.
It, play on it, and we got to win.
And last but not least, I have to ask you this question before I let you go, Owen. I know you're a Cleveland Browns fan, and what do you
mm-hmm.
think they're going to do? What do you think they're going to do this year? I got to get your take. Playoffs, 500, or another losing season.
Man, ew, man, I relocated out to Pittsburgh, man. I had this talk each and every day. Man, the Browns going to be a 500-plus team this year. We got a lot to prove. We got a lot of talent. But at the same time, we still on rebuilding stage, but we got to do better than 4-12 or 5-12. We pushing 500 this year. You see the Indians showing off. The Browns about to take off. Get a Cavs right behind that. So we pushing 500-plus this year.
Wow. You sound just like my son. You sound like a Clevelander. You sound, Ro, he sounds like a Clevelander.
Yeah, check it out.
Man, oh, if you know, we appreciate you, man. Don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend about the show. I'm looking for you to call in Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern time, and tell everybody back on the block, you know, LL Boogie, the legends, the living legends, say what the deal.
Got you, man. It's all love, baby.
Thanks for calling in.
Yup.
There you have it, bro.
Yeah, I like that. Oh, appreciate the love, baby. Thank you for calling in, you know. Big up to, you know, Cleveland all the way around. You know, he repping his boys like Ohio State. And like he said, it's going to be some close games that Ohio State is going to play in. And I just think they're going to be able to do what they did last year. If they're able to win those close games like they did last year and pull out 12-0, they're going to be there to fight for that title. And, you know, between Nick Saban and Urban Meyer, it'll be a great game between two, you know, an offensive type of mind versus a defensive type of minded coach. So I like the matchup. I just hope it plays out right. And if it plays out right, you know, there's no stopping Alabama or Ohio State from, you know, making it to the BCS title game and telling it, you know, that way. So I can't wait. I hope that we stand true to it, you know what I'm saying? And we're gonna jump back into the Asylum L Boogie and keep it rolling. Let's go to the big brother, man. Let's go to the big brother from the Sports Officials, man. Check in with our big brother, our family, and see what he got to talk about. You know what I'm saying? Big brother, go. What's good, baby? You on the line with us?
Sports Officials, what's really happening? Sunday, Ed, check us out. We're going to be on at 10 this Sunday. Sports Officials, check us out.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be up
what's
early.
Really happening? Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
I'm going to be
heaven
up
know,
early.
Heaven know. What's up,
heaven
guys?
Know you.
T-Row, L Boogie, what's up, guys? Labor Day, you know what I'm saying, to the world. What's going on, world? You know what I'm saying? Just want to chime in.
You gonna send me a plate? I know you've been grilling. I know you got some barbecue ribs.
Check this out, though. Look how smooth this is. Happy anniversary to you this weekend because it's your anniversary on the wedding side.
Yeah, thank you.
And then happy birthday to young Kenyon Moon, my nephew that played for Glenville when he played for Glenville football team. They just lost to St. Ed's. His birthday was yesterday, which is the first. So look how smooth this is, okay? Bam, today is my son, Prince's birthday. Prince just died. He just turned 3 today. So, man, it's been a beautiful Labor Day weekend all the way around. Man, it's the coldest, man. The streets is talking. You already know what it is.
Big birthday shout out to all of the true players out there doing it big, you know, baby Prince, you know what I'm saying, and to the little kinfolk out there playing football, you know, so sorry it had to be on the losing end, but, you know, there's always next week, baby. There's always next week.
Man. Take it and take that loss, and then you take the positive from that, and then you build off of it. Listen, you know what I'm saying, on that Johnny Manziel, though, I want to touch on that. Like, man. Yeah, everybody has their opinion. Everybody said what they said and everything. But the one fact remains what it is. Man, this guy can play football. So the facts are the facts. You know what I'm saying? The guy can play football, man, and you've seen it Saturday. So, okay, you factor that in. Take out the fact of everybody looking at it, you know what I'm saying, and saying what he's doing and how he's acting and things like that. Come on, you guys play sports before, especially football. When you're on that football field, And you, it's 11 against 11. You know, all type of stuff is being said out there. You know that adrenaline is going, that energy is high. So we're just catching, you know what I'm saying, the cameras is just catching what Johnny Manziel is saying.
Right, nonverbal communication that they're catching. Because you're right, Go.
Right.
OG Sports, but when you got the helmet on, nobody
right.
can see anything. Yeah. They don't know what you're saying.
Right.
They can't. They don't
you
see
know,
basketball
you,
when you're visible.
Right. You know, you played football before, El Boogie. You know how it go. You know, they saying all type
exactly.
of things, you know what I'm saying? And then on the flip side, we got to look at it. Man, the guy can play, man. So if this guy was one of us, what would we be saying then? You know what I'm saying? So we got to kind of, like, take that factor up out of it and, you know, and like you guys said earlier about that money factor, man, you never know what you would do with money, man, you know, or how you would act. Let alone to say how you would act and how you would be as a teenager with a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? You can't say that. And you can't say how you would be or what you would be saying or how you would be acting or retaliating or anything. Because remember, El Boogie, man, you grew up not to even be able to go there or not even wanting to go there. We grew up all our life, man, in sports and everything, man. And where did you see me at when I was 18, 19? You know what I'm saying? Because it was all about it. Because you know, I smelled the money. You see what I'm saying? I smelled the. You see what I'm saying? So where did you see me at? You reminded me of that. You see what I'm saying? So you can never say what you would do or where you would be on when you got that money in your hands, or how you would retaliate to certain situations, or how that would boost your confidence and your morale and your ego and just things of that sort. So you can never say, man. I just say the verdict is out. Let the guy play football and see how his football career go. And after that, you know what I'm saying, you can know with the verdict. You know, we can have a verdict on him. But right now, the first game of the season, his second season, he's a sophomore. This guy's a baby, man, wearing Pampers. Wearing Pampers
absolutely.
With money. With money.
Money.
Come on, man, like Chris Carter and them say. Come on, man. Come on, man. So we never, you can never say, or how, you know, the streets is talking, man. You never know how it would be, man, putting on somebody else's shoes, man, and just seeing how it go. But the facts are the facts. He can play football. So I'm just going to stick to watching him play football and let the verdict be out on that, and then we'll go from there.
What about the game Thursday night kickoff? I have Baltimore. T-Row has Denver. Who do you have, OG?
Oh man, I got you know what I'm. I got the winner. Hey, whoever wins, hey man, Baltimore. That's our team. They done took the team from Cleveland, and so hey, that's our team, man. Come on, T-Row. They done took our team, and they hey. Hey, that just say a lot about the city, though. They've been good ever since. Man, there's like something ain't right up here in Cleveland, man. Something ain't right up here, man. Hey, something is not right around that boy, man. I know everybody love they teams up there and everything, man. But, man, at some point you gotta look at things for what it really is, and it's called reality, man. Something is not right around that boy. Something ain't right around that guy. You know that, L.
Two world championships. Exactly.
Right. You know how it go, man. You know, and I love my people, love my city, everything. But just something ain't right around that cap, man. I don't know what it is, but something ain't right around that cap, man. You know what I'm saying? We've been going
right.
too long, you know. For real. And that Major League Baseball, you know, your guys touched on that. I would love to see Pittsburgh, you know, make some noise. But it just seems that St. Louis is going to get that spot. You know what I'm saying? It just seems like St. Louis may get that spot, man. And they might not even make it. And I want my Indians to make it too, man, because I'm rooting for them. But at the same time, I know where I'm from.
That's a couple. And Cleveland has a mountain to climb. Yes, they have a pretty linear schedule, but, you know, man, when you look at your schedule and you start looking ahead of your schedule, that's when you tend to lose those games that you're really supposed to win. And I hope Cleveland is not a part of that. I hope they can, you know, make a run towards this end, because that AL is going to be pretty stiff
right.
to get in that wild card right. competition.
Yeah, we'll be there. Put helmet Jose Mesa in, man. You got to watch them guys, man. So I just like to wait for the final verdict, man. Because always somebody, a wise OG always told me, man, hope for the best, but always be prepared for the worst. You know what I'm saying? So I gotta live by that.
Absolutely. Now let me ask you about this OG scorekeeper, because I know you're a big NFL fan too, and we had these major cuts. Were you surprised that Tebow was cut? Were you surprised that Vince Young was cut?
Not at all. And I'm not to take anything away from them guys' talent and skills and things like that. But it's been years. You know what I'm saying? It hasn't been 1 year or 2 year. You know what I'm saying? It's been years. You know what I'm saying? It's been several years. You know what I'm saying? So it's just time. You know, I think that's how these teams are looking at these guys. You know, it's like you go and try to get a job at Lincoln Electric or something. You know, a major company, and you're 30, and they got guys filling out the application at 18, 19, and 20. You know what I'm saying? It's like they're going to go with those younger guys. You know, even if they're not as talented as you are, because they're going to feel like they can get more out of these guys. You know what I'm saying? So. Them guys, I feel like them guys had their chances, man. It's just time to move on and let some of these other guys that's working harder and harder and harder, that doesn't have the name and hasn't went to these Division I schools that these guys went to, opportunity. They, you know what I'm saying? Other guys deserve opportunities, you know what I'm saying? Other guys deserve opportunities. So I feel like these guys had their chances, you know what I'm saying? So it's time to keep it moving, especially if this chance right here, they didn't shine where it was like, okay, there is no doubt in my mind that they're going to make the team. You know what I'm saying? They didn't do nothing to where you was like, oh, yeah, they're going to be balling.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They didn't do anything like that. So it's time to keep it moving, man. Vince Young, I love you, man. Keep it moving. Productions, you know what I'm saying? Tim Tebow, you know what I'm saying? You might have to just go on and go into the church, man, the ministry, man, and keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? It's just going to coaching or something. You know what I'm saying? It just is what it is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So. Just trying to give other guys an opportunity to get that job, because those are jobs. And there's other guys out here that got to feed their family too. You know what I'm saying? So you don't got time to keep playing with them cats, man.
The New York Jets went out, cut Greg McElroy, but then ended up signing Brady Quinn today. Good move or bad move?
It's like, it's the same move. I mean, what did they gain and what did they lose? It was It's like they cut and signed the same person. It's like, what the heck was that about? You understand? So you guys understand, and you guys think things through, and you understand the business aspect, and then you understand the whole point of being the athlete of it, you know? So you guys understand, man, it's just deep situations, man, when you start to play with that money. You know what I'm saying? When you start to play with that money, man, it's deeper situations. So it's other people deserve opportunities, man. Like Brady Quinn and McElroy, they could have cut both of them cats and gave another guy opportunity. You know what I'm saying? For real. Brady Quinn, you've been lingering around all these years and you keep getting cut. You just got cut from one team, another cat picked you up. It's like, this Brady Quinn, he's been around for years.
Yeah.
Keep it moving, man.
And just like
keep
you said on a, just like you said on a corporate level, they use it the same way in athletics. If you went to Notre Dame and you might have went to Alcorn State and you're just that better or you're on the same playing field, they're going to give it to the guy from Notre Dame. So you have to
Simple
be exceptional
that.
If you went to one of those
man.
Schools. The same thing applies in the corporate world. It applies in athletics, you know, on the big stage. People can say
it's
they, you know, if you're good enough, they'll find you. Yes, they will.
Right.
But if they had to pick
because
between you and the other guy on the same talent level, they're going to pick that school instead of you.
Right. Right, because the bottom line is the bottom line, man. It just is what it is. These are major corporations, man. It's about who is going to be better for my business. That's as simple as that.
Yeah, because so looking at these numbers. Right. I'm looking at these numbers, OG. Tebow went 24 for 37 for 276 yards. I'm sorry. That's Geno. Geno Smith. He went 24 for 37, 276 yards, a touchdown, three interceptions in two games. If that was another quarterback, he would be cut.
Be cut? And they talking about giving this guy the starting position.
He got it.
It's like, come on, man. Right, it got to be somebody else that's working harder and, you know, just working harder to where, as you can see, more positive and more room for growth in him than this guy, you know? And not to take none from him, but it's like it got to be somebody else that's working harder. Like you say, that probably went to McNair Tech University somewhere that's working harder, you know? That's working harder and that's putting in, you know, that's in the film room, you know, that can understand it better and just everything. But the bottom line is the bottom line. He doesn't have the credentials, man.
Wow.
And what I learned, you know, I'm learning that in, you know, is training, is basketball, and just everything, coaching, like ALU coach, you know, you guys coach, and just things like that. I'm learning things from you guys, and it, you know, I'm seeing it. Like, man, it's about the credentials, man, and that's, you know, that's got a lot to do why it's not a lot of African Americans in these coaching positions too, because we're just looking at it as the African American part. We don't know the behind the background part as far as who has the most credentials. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we have to do with all that, man. It's just a lot to go into all that, man. Because like you said before, your favorite saying, I know you smell the money. And that's what the world revolves around, man. So keep moving production, man. It's Sports and Fishers, man. The Streets is talking, man. Collaborating Friday, 9 p.m.
Yes,
check us out. And, you know, y'all
Woo!
Guys, man, y'all the bomb.
Yeah, I'm going to have my V8 juice on Sunday, too. I'm going to be up early.
Sunday at 10, check us out. But we know,
no
check
doubt.
Y'all guys out Friday, too, man.
No doubt. See
Good
you Friday in the asylum, go.
Oh, man, check y'all guys out Friday, man. We'll touch base the door.
Yeah.
Yo.
It's almost that time, man. You got some shout outs?
Oh, man, you know what it is, man. I want to give a shout out, you know, to my wife, you know, celebrating the 12-year anniversary thing, man. Had a great weekend, fun feel, you know what I'm saying? So everything was good, man. Shout out to all my big brothers that I saw, you know, Friday night, El Boogie at Jerry Allen's little birthday party, you know, down at Marley's, man. It was great to see a lot of guys, man, that you haven't seen in a while, and, you know, recap, catch up, get some numbers and things like that. So big up to all the Pell players and the businesses that were out there, you know, hanging out. And, you know, we all had a great time, and I hope everybody, you know, enjoyed themselves as well. And, you know, big up to everybody in the asylum today and also in the booth. You know how we get down. So, you know, it is what it is, man. I can't wait to Friday. Big ups to the sports officials for making their changes. So if you guys are checking the sports official out on Sunday, remember, it changed from 1 o'clock p.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. because they don't want to interrupt
time.
Football. Yeah, that is Eastern time. So, they don't want to interrupt football season, so get it in. You can make your quick picks early in the morning if you didn't get to do it over the weekend with those guys. So, you know, on Friday, it's about to go superficial. So the Streets is talking and the sports officials going live Friday, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern. El Boogie, I can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun, man, and, you know, sports and entertainment. And you never know what you might get this Friday. Everybody might just start dropping freestyle. So we'll see what happens. And can't wait. So much love to you, L Boogie. Steph, the producer. You know, Finesse for putting down the intro. Weedications, all my boys. Noah Park. You know how it go, L Boogie. Much love, baby. I'll see you.
Man, big up to all the hoods, man. Ward 7, man, down in Cleveland, Ohio, man. Big up, you know, RIP to my mans and them, man. They got, you know, knocked off at the 49th bar the other night. And my man out there on Wade Park. So, you know what I mean? Being official and being, we are the streets. We don't give names, though. So they know who they are. And they looking down on us on it, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to them guys, man. Big up to my man Lemon Oomph, you know what I mean? D-Mac, man, Pook, and my niece London, they came down for Labor Day weekend and kicked it with us, you know what I mean? GME, that's Gold Mine Music Empire for the people who don't know. But, yeah, man, let's get it in. And Raw, let's not forget. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. Not me?
Boy, that's what I'm talking about.
Street.
Man, so DJ Steph, like take us out with some man that's going, you know what I mean, put us together. Mondays and Fridays.
The Streets is talking sports talk. Start with the twist of hip hop. www.grandstackradio.com. Man, we are the streets.
Look, nigga, let's go. We all young, don't bend, don't break, don't bud the foe, dog. And I'm done more with less. One stove, one fork, nine O's, nigga, tons of stress. When I'm against all odds, when I'm at my best. It was me against the world, stuck out my chest. Get real, man, a nigga got migraines. But I got Tylenol to help my pain. I need some champagne in a bad bitch, so I can tell about the times I ain't had shit. So slow down, baby, I'm on the bottle. Paid blood, sweat, and tears for the mercy of Largo. And Lord have mercy, I think I need my soul clean. But don't stop this party by any means. You tell the motherfuckers, bring it on, bring it on. Now I'm a real nigga, sing your song, sing your song. Some niggas said I wouldn't make it, wouldn't make it. And now them niggas can't take it. Real, can't fake it. Know what they say, life's only what you make it. Cause real niggas get money. Cause real niggas get money. Cause real niggas get money. Why you say this industry hate me? Niggas can say what they say, I ain't letting them play me. This industry niggas play whole games. See me, I'm a street nigga, dog. We play no games. I know you never heard it before, man. This rap shit damn near worse than a dope game. So far gone, only God can save me. All the shit I've been through, maybe God is crazy. When all your homies dead or incarcerated, you gotta take the time to thank God you made it. Made it out the streets, nigga, must be smart. Say the nigga so cool, he wears shades in the dark. Got on my grind like it was nothing to lose. Then I stayed down, nigga, till it was nothing to move. Tell the motherfuckers, bring it on, bring it on. Now I'm a real nigga, sing your song. Some niggas said I wouldn't make it, and now them niggas can't take it. Shit's real, can't fake it. Know what they say, life's only what you make it. Cause real niggas get money. Cause real niggas get money. Cause real niggas get money. Y'all know I got that dog in me. Yeah, it ain't no secret, got that hog in me. Yeah, that's right, both greedy and vicious. Ever had a taste of success, it's delicious. Eat the whole plate, no time to do the dishes. Too much at stake, no time for the bitches. Cause when you cased up, they put on their makeup. And go and fuck the same nigga that got you cased up. Fuck hoes, life's a bitch, nigga. Who y'all gonna replace me with? These niggas, y'all crazy, never seems to amaze me. These niggas ain't even themselves, and I'm crazy. Yeah, that's right, y'all crazy. If these niggas 30 and brick, then I'm 80. You tell the motherfuckers, bring it on, bring it on. Now I'm a real nigga, sing your song, sing your song. Some niggas said I wouldn't make it, and now them niggas can't take it. Real, can't fake it. Know what they say, life's only what you make it. Cause real niggas get money. Cause real niggas get money. Cause real niggas get money.
niggas can't take it. Shit's real, can't fake it. Know what they say, life's only what you make it. Cause real niggas get money. Cause real niggas get money. Cause real niggas get money.